I'm speaking today with Lane Lewis, who is a candidate for City Council in District A this November. Lane, first question, why are you running for this office?
Over the last few years, I have been a school teacher. And one of the things that I've noticed is that the challenges that my students have to go home to are significant. The majority of my time teaching, I have worked with free and reduced, lower income youth, and they have significant challenges when they get home. Now, the city of Houston is not in the game of education. However, the environment in which the children live in is under the purview of the city of Houston. And I think the city has a responsibility to attract businesses that offer livable wages, that it has a responsibility to build an infrastructure that can sustain growth, strong neighborhoods and roads and drainage and flooding and all these things that affect the home life that is under the purview of the city of Houston. Redistricting is an important issue to me. Infrastructure is an important issue to me. I have a feeling we may be dealing with term limits in the next few years. That's very important to me as well. So all of these things bundled together, I felt like it was time.
Okay. Well, you mentioned education. Peter Brown, one of the candidates for mayor, has talked about the city playing a more active role in education and, you know, like choosing HISD superintendent, for example. It's been a subject of some debate amongst the mayoral candidates. What's your take on that?
The city of Houston is not in the education game.
So you don't think that proposal would go anywhere?
I think the city of Houston is facing a $5 billion infrastructure problem in an economy that's about to tank as soon as our tax revenue falls to the floor. I think we have our own issues to worry about right now. Now, that's not to discount the fact that education is significantly important, and it is. It's very, very important. Obviously, to me as an educator, education is important. But I think that those services can be addressed and rendered through HISD while we focus on what we need to do at the city.
Okay. You also have a background in social work.
Yes, sir.
Can you give me your opinion on how the city of Houston does in that department? Since, of course, there are a number of social services that are our city, so that are city services, and how it can improve.
Sociology is all about community and how people interact with themselves and with others. I think the city is moving in a direction to provide more communal places, better parks. We just got a dog park down here, I'm happy to say, on TC Jester Park. And my pups have had several good days over the last couple of weeks. But I think we can do better, and this is how. One, I think we could do more parks. I think we could build more parks that double as retention ponds to help us address our flooding issues. I think our libraries can do better. I think libraries in general have become somewhat outdated. I think that we should take our library system and structure it toward how people live today, not how they lived 50 years ago. I'd like to see libraries become more instrumental in our after-school programs. I'd like to see librarians take on not just the role of filing books according to Dewey Decimal, but maybe doing resume training, maybe doing how to do research training, so that when kids come for an after-school program, they actually have an opportunity to learn how to work on various homework projects, science projects, things of that sort. I'd like to see the libraries become a more communal spot, as opposed to just a place to maybe get on the internet or check out a book.
Okay. And you mentioned a bunch of city issues, that some of which we'll talk about in more detail in a minute, but what do you think are the top issues specifically for District A? What are your priorities for this district?
The economy, is a big one, obviously. We're not, the city of Houston is already one of the highest taxed cities in the country. And our revenue is generated in accordance with our sales tax. And right now we've done okay, better than most cities in the country. I think nobody would argue that point. The challenge becomes when all that money that we've got had coming into our area as a result of the last couple of hurricanes that we've had, what happens when that money dries up? When it dries up, the city begins losing our sales tax revenue, and our budget becomes even more of a mire than it is right now. So the economy is a big one. I think we have an obligation to go out and knock on the doors of businesses rather than sitting at our desks waiting for them to come knock on ours, and attract businesses into the area. Now, specifically with District A, we have a huge flooding problem in our district. Our infrastructure is, a huge chunk of our infrastructure was built during World War II. The average infrastructure project is going to last maybe 50 to 60 years, and we're already at that threshold, if not past it in some areas. The city of Houston has had a policy of late where they go and they fix problems that needed to be replaced. And I think it's costing us in the long run. So infrastructure is a huge issue in District A, as well as attracting businesses, development, and redevelopment of particular areas.
Well, I mean, I think everyone would agree that infrastructure is a problem, but of course, as you know, as you yourself said, it's kind of tough budget times right now. The city just passed a budget that, you know, had cuts across the board, and I think most people agree that we're going to be in tough economic times for, you know, another year or so, maybe more. How do you reconcile these things? How do you pay for the infrastructure improvements we need when the budget is in a cutback mode?
I have talked to minds that are much bigger than mine on this issue, and no one really has an answer that I have found yet, none that has satisfied me. So I'm not sure I have an answer to that problem on how to actually, where we're going to get that. This is the deal. We're going to need about $500 million more or less over the next 20 years to fix our infrastructure. We're looking at a tune of anywhere from...
Million. Okay.
$500 million over the next 20 years to fix a $3 to $7 billion problem. I don't know where we're going to get $500 million a year. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I do, but I just know it's something that we have to at least address. We have to try. We have to begin to. We can look at this problem as a way, as something that is a huge mire that we're never going to be able to fix, that we just get bogged down in the drudgery. Or we can look at it as an opportunity to create a vision. Say, what do we want Houston to look like? What do we want to do with our city to help it grow and provide a sustainable infrastructure that can support the growth that's going to happen? It's already happened. As our urban area expands past the Loop out to the Beltway, what are we going to do to support that growth that's sustainable? We have an opportunity to create vision. Well, we can take a look and just say, oh my God, what are we going to do? I think Houston is going to move in the direction of vision by improving our mobility, by moving towards rail, heavy and light, towards moving towards larger sidewalks, bigger park space, better bike trails, to move people around in ways other than vehicle. And I think, in my opinion, in the next 20 to 30 years, the rest of the country is going to be able to look at Houston and say, wow, they may not have done everything, but look at what they did do.
Okay, well, talk about vision, something that I've been asking some other candidates. You know, Metro is just about to start breaking ground on two of its new rail lines. There's one that's already under construction. There's still a couple more that have not yet come online. All of this is scheduled to be finished, you know, 2012, hopefully 2013, probably more realistically. If you're elected, you would, you know, under term limits, be eligible to serve through 2015. As you look and see where Metro is today, what's your vision for where they should be 6 years from now? Where do you want Metro to go next from where they are now?
I'd like to see Houston and Metro work more closely together and working on projects that we're going to get matching funds through federal dollars so that we're not having to either send money back or lose the opportunity to get those matching funds for particular federal projects. Particularly in District A, I'd like to see a combination of heavy rail and light rail used. Heavy rail to get people from the farther reaches out on Highway 6 into town, up north from the Beltway into town, and then light rail that provides a little bit more maneuverability and fluidity as it gets closer to town. I'd like to see, sort of Antoine, the city of Houston has been trying over the last 10 years to figure out how to move people from the North Belt, from the North Loop, out to the Beltway, because that's the direction they were wanting to go. There have been times where the city has looked at cutting through neighborhoods. I think Antoine is already sitting there. I think Antoine is already a north-south corridor. I think Antoine is already being used by some companies as a way to move their products up and down to get north quicker. I think that if that is the natural progression of things and it's already there, then why don't we go with it? Why don't we go in there and take a look at Antoine and rebuild that road so that it can be more sustainable with heavier traffic. It already has a large median that goes all the way down to Antoine. It would be perfect for rail, both light and heavy. I think we could actually use Antoine as a means to get people from the north side out near the airport and whip them around and come down. I think Metro also has an opportunity to utilize the tracks that are already laid down Hempstead. We can bring people in from the north side of 290 and out off the I-10 area and bring them straight up Hempstead, drop them off at Northwest Mall. I think Northwest Mall could be redeveloped. Northwest Mall would make a wonderful, in my opinion, Metro stop. Because if we can get people from the north side into Northwest Mall, from the west side into Northwest Mall, then if we take Northwest Mall and use it as a multi-use hub, not just a mall, but areas where people can actually live, mid-rises, multi-use property, then we can use light rail straight up Post Oak to get people to the Galleria area. We can use rail right up I-10 to get them downtown and just spider road from there.
The city is undergoing a review of its of Chapter 42 of its building codes. There's a proposal for new transit-oriented building codes, form-based codes, dealing with things like building setbacks and sidewalks and whatnot. What is your opinion on this?
Chapter 42 is still ever-changing. I attended the City Council committee last month that they talked about this as well. I don't know if it's going to get out of committee this month or not. In general, what I seem to see in listening and reviewing the paperwork was, again, it seems as though the city is beginning to move towards a more multimodal city, meaning not just cars, but also bus, rail, foot, bike, etc. It looks like Chapter 42 is going to move us in that direction, which is something that I'm very much in favor for. I'm very much in favor of a multimodal system of transportation. I've noticed that they're wanting to call for an increase in the width of sidewalks to move them out to, I believe, 6 feet, as opposed to the 4 foot standard that it is now, I believe, which will allow for more foot traffic going in each direction. I've also noticed a call for more soft space in development, meaning trees and shrubs and grass areas, bench areas, both along the sidewalk and in front of buildings. There also seems to be a call under Chapter 42 for actual building materials, so that rather than using non-reflective surfaces, they actually begin using more reflective surfaces in their building projects to actually reflect the soft space that they're putting in along the side as well.
Okay. You mentioned redistricting. The city of Houston will be drawing new council lines in 2011 and incorporating two new council districts. How do you want to see that process go? And you know, what do you see as kind of the end? What should the end result look like?
I believe in neighborhood integrity. I think people that live together should be able to vote together and discuss and debate and go to their neighborhood school or church and vote together. I have no idea what those district lines, I don't think anybody could even begin to think what those district lines are going to look. But it is one of the reasons that I'm running, and I do intend on making very strong requests to the mayor and to be appointed to that committee. It's something that I definitely want to have my hand in and have my eye on so that we can attempt to provide representation and a voice for all the neighborhoods.
How would you evaluate Mayor White's term in office, and what sorts of things do you want to see the new mayor do to be like him, and what sorts of things do you want to see the new mayor do to not be like him?
The Mayor White, I thought, did a real good job both in his office and outside his office. Within his office, he saw a lot of hard-working individuals that enjoyed coming to work. And this is just what I'm being told from talk, that they enjoyed going to work, that they actually felt like they were getting things done. I also saw Mayor White bring a lot of people to the table. When you look at all the developments, like the Washington Avenue, for example, brought a lot of people to the table, brought the developers and contractors and folks in the area together to try to figure out what can the city do to help you build your vision of Washington Avenue so that it's a sustainable area. I also very much respected his response to both, to the differences in his response to Rita versus Ike. Rita came along, things didn't go so well, and he rolled up his sleeves, he worked with the county, cooperated with the county, had those discussions. Then Ike came along, things were a lot different. It was like clockwork at that point. Things went a lot smoother as far as the safety of the people that were trying to get out of the city. I respect that a lot. Now, what I would like for the new mayor to do is to continue that cooperation, both with agencies and developers and neighborhoods. I'd like to see the mayor bring to council a police chief that supports neighborhood policing ideas, that a new police chief that supports community participation in the internal affairs review process. I'd like to see the new mayor take a look at how department heads are appointed and interact with city council members and responds to constituent services.
Okay. Do you have preference for in this mayor or race? Who will you be voting for, if you care to tell me, this November?
No, I have not gotten involved in the mayor's race at all. I am working on mine full time.
Okay. Houston Fire Department has been in the news the last few days, and not in a good way. What is your opinion of the situation? Is it, how bad is this problem, and what needs to be done to fix it?
When I was teaching school, on the first day, every day, I would tell my students, guys, girls, we're all human, we're all going to make mistakes. And we're all learning from each other. But if there's one thing that will get my attention and my concern the quickest, is if you do anything that makes another child feel unwelcome or uncomfortable coming to school, you and I are going to have a problem. That is my line in the sand. And I think that's a good rule for any place of employment.
Okay. District A is currently represented by Councilmember Tony Lawrence, who is finishing up her third term. What is your assessment of her term in office, and you know, how would you, as a District A council member, be different or be the same?
Councilmember Lawrence has a fantastic staff, and I think that's very advisable. It's one of the things I intend on doing straight up front. I want my office to be constituent driven. Now, if that's my goal, that's what I want to happen, having a strong constituency centered office, then you go and you hire people that are good and smart at what they do, and you provide them the opportunity to go out and do it, and then you hold them accountable for doing it. Because the constituents, I expect to hold me accountable, and therefore I should hold my staff accountable for providing transparent and accountable services to the constituents. And I think Tony's done a good job at that. I've also watched as Councilmember Lawrence has gone out in the community and said, what do you want? What is it that you want to see for your pocket of District A, for your neighborhood? Is it a dog park in T.C. Jester Park? Is it an area for bat watching underneath the bridge? What is it that you want for your area? And then what can I do with my city budget to help you achieve that? A very constituency-driven office. And my office, I plan on making, when I'm elected, transparent and accountable to constituent services.
When people go to vote this November and they come to the District A election, how do you want them to think about it?
Could you rephrase?
Why should people vote for you as opposed to the other candidates in District A?
I have 20 years of experience with the city in a variety of capacities. I have served in an appointee position under the last three mayors, both White, Brown, and Lanier. I have worked closely with the Houston Police Department, both as an advisor and a trainer at the Police Academy, training cadets for a number of years. I have served in an advisory position with the City of Houston's Health and Human Services. So I have experience working with the city. Secondly, my experience as a teacher, I was a rare breed in that I was a self-contained inclusion teacher. Now what I mean by that is this. I was self-contained, meaning my children stayed with me the majority of the day. I taught all subjects. They didn't go to other teachers to be taught math and reading or science. They stayed with me. I was also an inclusion teacher, and what that means is that I had children in my grade level that were perhaps operating above grade level, and many that were operating significantly below grade level due to special education concerns. What that did for me as an educator was it helped me develop a managerial style that worked with all personalities. Teacher has to do that regardless because he's got 20, 25 students. But particularly with self-contained and inclusion, you have to be able to work with all sorts of personalities and be able to address all sorts of concerns. The skill set that's necessary in order to make a successful classroom of that nature run well is the same skill set that someone needs to run on city council. To be able to sit at your place on this horseshoe and build relationships with all the people that are around the horseshoe so that you can build coalitions, so that you can bring that coalition to the mayor, and so that you can get the mayor to put your issues on the agenda. One of the things that sets me out front is that I have relationships with people that are on council. I have relationships that are running to be on council. I even have relationships with people who are running against each other to be on council. So on day one, I'm already going to have those relationships built so that I can already begin helping to move the agenda, to help move the concerns and the wants and the desires to the people in District A that will immediately give them full and unfettered access to the services that the City of Houston can provide.
Okay. Lane Lewis, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.